A deadly shooting in D.C. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It happened last evening during an unpermitted street festival and concert, and the person killed was a teenager.
We need some accountability here.
That's Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser. Police officer and two others were also injured.
One eyewitness says he was right next to the police officer who was shot, and he also saw some of that 15-year-old boy's final moments.
Yeah, he was screaming out for his mom. And it's hurtful to hear that, man, and nobody was able to help him. To see him go, it's like, it bothers me.
No arrests have been made in connection with that shooting yet.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Police are also looking for a shooter or shooters in New York City after gunfire shortly after midnight left one person dead in the Harlem neighborhood, eight others wounded and hospitalized. That D.C. festival was one of many across the country for Juneteenth, which is a new federal holiday.
Yesterday, June 19th, marked the actual date when, in 1865, 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, word finally reached a 250,000 enslaved black people in Texas that they were legally free. Last year, President Joe Biden signed the bill passed by Congress that set June 19th aside as a federal holiday, but since it fell on a Sunday this year, the observance is today.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Because it's a federal holiday, there's no stock market. Market trading, the Dow has dropped 11 weeks out of the last 12. There is concern inflation on a lot of things we buy, and interest rate hikes to fight that could lead to recession. But National Economic Council Director Brian Deas tells Fox News Sunday,
not only is a recession not inevitable, but what we as policymakers can do is take steps to build on our unique strengths in the American economy.
Now, we keep getting tiny breaks at the gas pump. Regulars down a fraction for a sixth day in a row. AAA has the national average at 4.98. That's 3 cents lower than last week's record high. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Russia keeps bombarding Ukraine, intensifying bombing in eastern parts of the country as three Americans who went to Ukraine to join the fight are missing.
Family members of three former U.S. service members who may have been captured by the Russians in Ukraine are speaking out. So far, there has been no confirmation from the State Department about the status of these three potential prisoners of war, but the State Department is repeating a warning from President Biden urging Americans not to go to Ukraine. Now that war between Russia and Ukraine is already in its fourth month, and the head of NATO says this is a war that could last for years. He also said that with proper military aid, Ukraine can begin to take back territory in the east that it has been gradually losing under a barrage of artillery assaults from Russia.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Odessa. There's been an attack in Syria. The target, a civilian bus that also had Syrian troops on board, and a military official is quoted in Syrian state media calling it a terror attack that killed 13 people, 11 of them soldiers. A Florida woman is due back in court in New York later this week, accused of a hate crime.
47-year-old Madeline Barker of Merritt Island, Florida, is accused of making anti-Asian remarks and pepper spraying four women in Manhattan earlier this month. She is now facing charges of assault as a hate crime. A judge setting Barker's bail at $20,000. A video captured Barker, who was wearing a bright fuchsia outfit and oversized sunglasses, approaching the women and knocking his cell phone out of one of their hands before pepper spraying them. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
A golfer from England has won the U.S. Open.
I absolutely love winning, and I don't care who it is. Like, I just want to beat everyone.
It's not just Matt Fitzpatrick's first major championship. It's his first win on the PGA Tour at the Country Club in Brookline, Massachusetts. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.